We want to make some observations about the recent collapse of American imperialism in Afghanistan. It's a history-making moment, and we certainly don't plan to sum it up just perfectly here, but we need to make a number of points clear. First, the responsibility for this catastrophic disaster is fully bipartisan. To list all the blunders and stupidities made by American imperialism since the American invasion of 2001, would be an 800-hour lecture, which we don't have time for. But it's very important to understand that it is fully bipartisan, the responsibility. And this calls into question more and more the viability of American imperialism as any kind of model for any people around the world. Now, we're not going to regurgitate all the corporate news articles about this. We're going to make some points that haven't been made here. The victory of the Taliban was a decentralized victory. And a matter of fact, whoever's running the Taliban, and that's not quite clear, actually did a pretty brilliant job because this has been a largely bloodless takeover. If you need to understand what's going on, you need to understand that the Taliban is a decentralized collection of militias. And what has happened is a decentralized collection of agreements all over Afghanistan, to end the war, at least for the time being, and work with the Taliban. Now, obviously, we are not on the ground in Herat, and even if we were, we're not sure the various militia leaders on either side would be terribly chatty about what they did or did not agree with. That's part of the problem. But the Taliban have done, it must give them credit, a brilliant job in handling this. By contrast, the behavior of America has been a study of deceit and just breathtaking levels of incompetence, such as Biden's statements in July claiming it was out of the question that there would be any imminent collapse. Trump started the deceit by pulling the plug on the American commitment and negotiating behind the back of the so-called allies that we had in Kabul. Now, what Biden did, and there's a lot of controversy about whether Biden needed to continue Trump's deal because there's a lot of controversy about whether the Taliban kept it. But what Biden did was virtually 100% certain to pull the plug out from our allies in Afghanistan. He pulled out the U.S. troops. Most important, he pulled out U.S. air power and pulled out the technicians keeping the Afghan Air Force in the air. He did not, for all his talk about the League of Democracies, he didn't coordinate with his fellow democracies, infuriating the Germans and the British, who then had to race out the door after the U.S. So there really was no reason why the government should not cut a deal with the Taliban. Why should they go on a pointless suicide mission in a cause that they had been stabbed in the back for? Now, where do we go from here? The U.S. government is so incompetent that it is not clear that it will get its act together. Very unclear. If the U.S. government was intelligent, which is sort of like saying if cows could fly, the U.S. government would adopt an accommodating policy to and accept the peace offers issued by the Taliban, consider reopening the embassy in Kabul, and trying to work with the Taliban. That is the only way to have some kind of viable way out. But we are very skeptical that that will happen. So we need to look at what the other most likely scenario is. The other most likely scenario here is the entrance of China into Afghanistan. If the Taliban leaders conclude that, you see, that the government in Afghanistan is dependent on foreign aid, it's not a normal government, it's basically an extension of American imperialism. So if the U.S. government is going to start withholding that aid and adopting a very tough line on that, the Chinese are likely to intervene and replace that cash with theirs, and basically negotiate a agreement with the Taliban. We think that is probably the most likely scenario. However, the outlook is, in our view, very dangerous because the contrary to the U.S. propaganda, there is no centralized Taliban. This is a coalition of militias of various reliabilities all around the country. And the notion that the government in Kabul will be able to enforce discipline over those militias, we are very skeptical about. So we think this is going to be a very dangerous situation. People need to keep an eye on Pakistan because this is a very dangerous situation for Pakistan. A very nervous man right now is Imran Khan in Pakistan because this can give tremendous legitimacy to the Islamic crazies in Pakistan. Another place to watch, which is of total ignorance to US, is Tajikistan, because Tajikistan stands in between Afghanistan and China. And thanks to the US giving all this aid to Afghanistan, the Taliban is much stronger militarily than they've ever been, thanks to the generosity of US taxpayers. So the people in Tajikistan, the government there must be very uneasy. Also, if China were to build a road network to Afghanistan, it would probably run through Tajikistan. There are roads right now, but they're not very good. The big picture here is a macro ideological view, and we are not supporters of the Taliban. We have a very low opinion about a lot of aspects of them, but here's the big picture. They have a religious view of life that is, in our view, wrong, but makes sense. They have a moral agenda for life and a reward of paradise. Contrast that with the liberal establishment agenda that American imperialism tried to impose on Afghanistan, or the Soviet agenda that they tried to impose. Atheism is not a very compelling religion, and the whole promise of the Western idea that somebody's going to become a millionaire, or they're going to have a girlfriend who looks like a porn star, and so on and so forth. It's not very compelling. It's also not very realistic for people living in poverty and so on. So much of the Western propaganda about economic success and sexual utopia breeds bitterness. It doesn't breed happiness, and further fuels anger towards the West, further makes people angry about their situation. So where does this go? It's too soon to tell. We are very worried about the situation. If America was smart, it would reach out to the Taliban, but it is too soon to tell.